Okay, now we say here again, as I said, Shastra Pramanam. Shastram is a Pramanam, and as I told you here, if Shastram is the Pramanam, and how does Shastram help you? If what is to be understood, if the reality which is to be known, understood, is something, is in one of the any object available for understanding as object of knowledge, then we don't need Shastra. You can use your own means of knowledge. Because reality is available for recognition, the very subject of knowledge. How is it available? Is it available for knowledge? Is it available for objectification? Is reality available for objectification? Can you objectify the reality? If it is available for objectification, if it is available as an object of knowledge, then you don't need Shastra. You can use your buddhi, mind, and then you can really discover. You can find like any subtle fact in physics is discovered, you can discover it yourself. May work for many years sitting in lab or somewhere, somehow you will discover it. One day or the other you will stumble upon that fact. Okay? But here, because reality is available for very recognition as the subject of knowledge, not as an object of knowledge, you can never use your buddhi. No? How much you crush your buddhi, you can never stumble upon the truth. Never. And when you say subject of knowledge, means the reality is available for recognition only as the recognizer, the very knower, as the discoverer. Okay, the subject of knowledge is said. That is means the discoverer, the knower, the observer is in fact the very source of knowledge. What is the source of knowledge? What is the very source of knowledge? That is why we need Shastram. And here, the reality happens to be the subtlest substance. And Shastram has to use a different thing. It has to help you understand what the reality is not. That is why neti neti vachanaihi means what? Na iti vachanena. Na iti vachanaihi. Na. What is the reality? What is the reality? Whatever I see is real for me. First we say. And whatever I hear is real for me. Whatever I smell is real for me. Whatever I taste is real for me. Whatever I feel is real for me. Understand? Then Shastram has to say, that is your perception. You think what you see is real. You think what you hear is real. You think what you smell is real. You think, okay, because whatever you perceive, whatever you enjoy, whatever you experience is real. And Shastram says, whatever you experience, whatever you perceive, whatever you feel, that is first, therefore, to say that what, therefore, how, that is not really hard to make it very clear. What is really something different? Therefore, here it says, what the self is not has to be made clear, what reality is not. So anything external to the object, it is easy to negate as object. And where the problem begins, therefore, the Shastram, every human mind alone is capable of identifying oneself with the body. Because no animal has body identity, you know that. No animal has a body identity. No animal thinks, okay, that's why the identity, there's no knowledge also. And here, the human being alone identifies oneself with the body, mind, sense complex, this mind. Therefore, the self, the ignorance begins with one's body, where the mind is associated with. How far is the mind associated with? Look at this. The mind is connected only till the gross body. So till then you can have identity. That is why we don't mistake with everything we touch also. We don't mistake anything for the self. And so here we say, if this is so, and we say body is mistaken for the self, pranas are mistaken for the self, senses are mistaken for the self, different times and different levels of error is involved here. Therefore, the Shastram uses a very, very special, very unique method of unfoldment called Prakriya. Now, the word Prakriya, I want to know these technical terms, because only if you know these basic words, then I can bring next session other technical words. Prakriya. And Prakriya means the method of unfoldment. That by which something is arrived at correctly, like a pramana. Okay? Prakriya is a methodology. And this methodology, where do you find the methodology? Who has given you the methodology? Just the teaching tradition is still there. If you ask who has given this, it is still there, that's all we know. It has been there timelessly in India. With the Shastra, Shastram has this methodology. Teaching tradition is still there. So this methodology helps. And the Prakriya. And very carefully, the Shastram has to start like this. Look at this. First it tells, meditating upon the nature of the reality. See, I'm again repeating. Don't think I'm repeating simply, because I have nothing to say. I'm making it because I want to, because I know you won't do any homework. You should go back. When you go back, my head must be very clear. Okay? Objectivity, moksha is only ascertained, okay? Only when you have the ascertained vision of the reality. And the reality of the whole jagat is available for recognition only in the mind. Okay? For that, I had to meditate upon the nature of the reality ascertained for that vision. And meditation means I need to meditate upon the very nature of the reality. Without knowing what is the nature of the reality, I cannot meditate upon the nature of the reality. And I need to know what is the nature of the reality. Look at this. I need to know what is the nature of the reality. I should know how the reality is. How the reality is. For which Shastra uses this. Okay? Prakriya. It has to help you. And Shastram first tells, the reality is available for recognition as the very subject of knowledge. That means you do not know what is the subject of knowledge. What actually is the subject of knowledge? First, ignorance. Okay? Look at this. You are aware of your ignorance. This is where we understand our ignorance of, okay, our being ignorant of ignorance. You do not know that there is a subject of knowledge. What is the subject of knowledge? Do you know what is the subject of knowledge? You know all the objects of knowledge. But do you know what is subject of knowledge? Reality is available for recognition only as the subject of knowledge. Not as an object of knowledge. If reality is available as an object of knowledge, we would have already known without studying Shastram. As I told you earlier. Because if it is available for recognition only as the subject of knowledge means, now we know, we do not know what is the subject of knowledge. What is the subject of knowledge? And we can say in English language or any language we have to say, subject of knowledge is always the knower. An object of knowledge is always the known. To be known or the known. So knowledge is dependent upon, knowledge can take place, knowledge is dependent on what? The knower, the subject of knowledge. Without the knower, there cannot be knowledge. Isn't it? So subject of knowledge, we do not know what is actually subject of knowledge. What is it which knows? Oh, to understand the subject of knowledge, I should know all the objects of knowledge. Understand? That is why, therefore, subject of knowledge is knower. If that is the case, I need to know that the knower is the Atma. Understand? Knower is Atma. Knower is Brahman. Knower is the reality. Shastra says, knower is the reality. If knower is the reality, knower is the Atma, that is how it's available for recognition. In that case, I have to say what Atma is not, what the Self is not. Therefore, Shastram starts with this subject-object analysis. Look at this, how it comes. Why Shastram begins with subject-object analysis? So very simple, the prakriya, the methodology, drik, drishya, viveka, prakriya, which I have told many times in our classes, I'm putting together today, because before you start any Upanishad or anything, look at this, drik, drishya, viveka, prakriya. Why this prakriya? I ever thought, why this prakriya? Why not any other method? Come on, use any other method. Think of any other method now. Why subject-object analysis? Why the distinguishing the Self from the non-Self is important? Why there should be, why this drik drishya subject-object analysis or knower-known analysis? Why Shastram uses this particular prakriya? Just to help you distinguish the knower from the known. Okay, drik drishya viveka prakriya, subject-object analysis, the knower-known analysis, the method of distinguishing the knower from the known, okay, analysis used, just to help you distinguish the knower from the known. Why? Because you do not know what exactly is the knower. You do not know what the subject of knowledge is. And you do not know that you do not know. Who is the knower here? Is the body knower? No, body is known. Body is known. Therefore what? Knower is different from the known. Therefore knower is, okay? Knower is not the body. Na. Okay? Understand, drik shariram na. Understand now, negate it. This is called negation. Drik is not the drishyam. Knower is not the known. Knower is different from the known. Drik is different from the drishyam. Observer is different from the observed. Because body is observed, body is known, therefore, drik is not the drishyam, the shariram. Negation. Na. This is first na. Okay? Na iti vachanehi means what? This method, we have to understand this. Na iti means not this. Okay? That not this means what? Atma, the Self, the knower. Atma is not this. Why do you say Atma is not this? Because Shastram says Atma is available for recognition as a subject of knowledge, not as an object of knowledge. I do not know what the knower is. Therefore, I need knowing the who the knower is, discovering the discoverer is, knowing the Atma, knowing the reality. Therefore, I need to know now correctly, so to distinguish. Before, na. Understand? Na. And next again, na come up. Okay, this is not, anything known is different, knower is different from the known means. We can negate at the gross level physical body. Then you go again further, you see there are many subtle aspects, the factors which constitute the sukshma shariram, we say, and which is also said to be dehi, which indwells the dehaha. Understand? Which indwells the dehaha. And we say, what about this? There are many subtle factors. They are not grass like this grass body. You don't see through physical eyes. You don't touch it. Doesn't make any noise. But still there is subtle factors which are active sometimes, which are inactive. The pranas are always active. No time it is inactive. Okay, we shouldn't become inactive. Okay, and then there's a different problem then that is. Okay, the prana is always active. But the other factors, Mother, my God, apart from pranas, all other factors, if you see 11 factors, they're active, they become inactive, they function, they stop functioning, and then like that, there's a constant change also. Everything is known. The pranas are known, physiological functions are known, therefore, objects drishyam. Okay, pranaha drishyaha. Thariram drishyam, pranaha drishyaha. Therefore, we say pranaha because they are known. We can very well say drik atma. Okay, the knower atma. The subject of knowledge is different from this known pranas. This is what is second na. Okay, drik pranaha na. Drishyaha pranaha na. Drik is not the drishyam. Knower is not the pranas. I'm talking about the methodology. Okay. Na neti neti vachanehi means what? I want to understand this neti, paddhati. And similarly we also say, okay, all the sense powers are also known. Seeing power is known. Hearing power is known. We also call it indriyam. Not this physical part, the golakam here, the eyeball is a golakam, and here the drum, ear lobes, they're all golakam again. The big nose is a golakam here, but tongue is a golakam, the grass, the physical part is a golakam, skin is a golakam. In every golakam, there is a power, okay, it's a subtle power, sukshma shaktihi, you know, pratyekasmin golake api, tatratra sukshma shaktihi vartate. A subtle power which is called Indriya Shaktihi, or Indriyam itself means Shaktihi, only subtle power. We only understand the powers being manifest, but we do not, you know, really perceive them through our senses. Therefore, we say those powers are also known. Powers being manifest is known. Powers being unmanifest is known for you. You know very well. Understand? Therefore we say, drasa drishyam. Therefore, indriyani drishyani. Understand now? Indriyam drishyam, indriyani drishyani. All these are objects of knowledge. And not only this, powers of sense organs, powers of organs of actions also are known. Okay, the power in the organ of speech is known. The power in sense, the hands and legs is known. The power in my In every excretory organ is known. Power in reproductive organ is known. So power of all the organs of actions, also powers are known, means all drishyam come under the category of drishyam. Therefore, drishyam na. Okay, drik is not the drishyam. They are all drishyam. Therefore, drik is not this. This is what na iti vachanehi vachane na. You negate this as what? Object of knowledge again. You distinguish. Okay? Na means what? Not this. Not this. How do you negate this as not this, not this? By using this methodology. This prakriya, drik drishiveka prakriya, is just to help you to distinguish. How can you suggest meditation will lead you to everywhere, lead you to that atma jnanam? Meditation is enough. How do you say that? How do you know? How can you meditate on reality without knowing what the reality is? No, it helps you. And similarly, you also negate all these subtle factors. Again, you come to the antahkarana. Look at this. That mind which negates, that itself, come to the mind itself. The mind also, we say, we talk about the mind, where exactly it is located, how it is. People talk about brain and lots of stuff. That's okay, it's all fine. We are not interested in all this in anatomical things. Now we are interested in what we feel, what we know. There is something called desire. There is something called anger. See, look at this, all this phenomena. is a phenomenon of desire, phenomenon of anger, phenomenon of jealousy and hatred and fear, agitation. All these are there. There is knowledge, there is vagueness, there is clarity, there is confusion, there is dilemma, there is doubt. What do we call it? There are different thought forms. Like how any physical form, grass form, we have, we say, a thought form. A thought form is subtle form. Subtle. And all these are there. And I tell you, when you say it, it's very clear. Everything is drishyam. Anger is drishyam. Jealousy is drishyam. Hatred is drishyam. Desire is drishyam. Drishyam, drishyam, drishyam. Known, known, known when you say. I'm using Sanskritam word just to make you understand the greatness of that particular prakriya. Drik drishya viveka prakriya. Everything is drishya means you have to say drik, drishyam, na. Okay, drik is not the drishyam. Because drik is different from the drishyam. Even all these thoughts are drishyam. Every thought form is a drishyam. Look at this. Every thought form is a drishyam. And you have to say one more thing. Every thought form is drishyam. And anything is, when you say, is what? Knowledge. Understand? And knowledge also is drishyam. Anything if you say, no, it is knowledge is drishyam. Your ignorance also is drishyam. Look at this. Ignorance is known to you. Your ignorance is known. Knowledge is known. Ignorance is a thought form. Knowledge is a thought form. Both are known. Vritti jnanam. In fact, I'm going to talk about this. That's why the Hastamalaka Acharyas, now the first verse, second verse, nothing on small thing. It talks about the vritti jnanam and sarupa jnanam. Okay? The thought form and the source of knowledge. The knowledge and the sources of knowledge. I'm going to tell you later on. So, why I'm saying here, this distinguishing the knowledge and above all you say here, even am. When you say am, all of us say am. No, we all say this, am.
Am.
I am.
Am.
I am, we say am means what? Okay, what is this am? When you say it out, you say am. Otherwise, where is am? In a buddhi. Understand? It is knowledge. And what is this? It is a thought form. Look, is knowledge of anything is a thought form. The knowledge am is also thought. Thought form. This is also thought. And any thought, understand? We say any thought form which forms a part of the mind, which constitutes a part of the mind, every thought form is an object of knowledge, drishyam. Any thought form, look at this, any thought form, any thought modification, any thought is drishyam, an object of knowledge. The subtlest of manifestations. Understand? Any thought form is object of knowledge. And knowledge also is a thought form, I say. Look at this. Knowledge also is a thought form. When you say anything is, means what? Knowledge. Light is. Now there is light. Now it is bright. There are many people. It's all knowledge. Anything that there are trees around. Spring looks beautiful. Anything you say, anything is knowledge. And knowledge of anything is a thought form. And knowledge am is also what? A thought form. And what is a thought form? Thought form is adrishyam. Any thought form is a drishyam. Drishyam means what? Object of knowledge. Therefore, what is atma here? Atma is available for recognition as the drik. So, drik is different from anything, any drishyam. Drik is different from any drishyam means my God, Atma is not even the am. Understand? Am also is a thought. Why do you say it is a thought? Because a thought form. Thought form is what? An object of knowledge. Object, understand? Object of knowledge. How do you say that? Because this thought form is there sometimes. This thought form resolves some of the time. Any thought form, look at this. Any thought form which is there for some time and it will remain resolved for some time. That is why you are not angry always. Imagine 24 hours a day if you are angry, whole day. What will happen? You get angry sometimes. That means what? Anger is a thought form which surfaces at a given time and resolves in other time. Desire also surfaces sometime, resolves other time. Any thought form manifests and resolves. Surfaces, resolves. Any thought form is of the nature of surfacing and resolving. Surfacing and resolving. No thought form is there permanently, continuously, always. Understand? Anything, it always dormant and latent, it surfaces, it resolves. So also, am also is knowledge. Like how anything is knowledge, understand? Am also is a knowledge which is a thought form and it happens to be a thought form is also is there and it resolves. Then is not there when it is whole of waking state. When it is there, we call it waking state. In fact, we should not say in the waking state am is. Okay, whenever am is, it is waking state. When am is not, it is, understand? We can say deep sleep state or some, whenever you are engrossed something else, it's not there. That is why in waking state, am is. In deep sleep state, the knowledge that I am is not. What happened to it? Resolved. It is there sometimes, it is not there sometimes means it is object of knowledge. Being an object of knowledge, definitely, drik is different from the drishyam, the object of knowledge. That is why the knower is not even the knowledge that I am. This, to make this, and Shastram also used another methodology also here, avasthatraya prakriya. Okay, avasthatraya prakriya, it uses to strengthen this. Avasthatrayam, the three states of experience. The mind, you know, has to undergo change. The mind cannot be in one state all the time. The mind is awake and will be sitting like owls, okay? Imagine, the mind cannot be all the time awake. There's a problem. That is a different problem. The mind, that's how the mind has to be functioning. It has to be, mind has to fall asleep. What is falling asleep is the mind. What wakes up is the mind. And waking up of the mind, falling asleep of the mind, happens in something else. That is different. Understand? That is different. Where does this happen? And when you say mind falls asleep, mind wakes up from sleep, means then the knowledge am resolves. Knowledge am, no, surfaces. Knowledge of ease resolves. Knowledge of ease surfaces. Understand, sir? That is why we say these things have everything. What resolves and what surfaces, becomes an object of knowledge. Drishyam. And the drik is, that is why drik, the knower, is different from what? the drishyam. And what is the drik? We say the knower is chaitanyam. That is what we say, the pure awareness is only first step. And you have to understand pure awareness purely. As in pure awareness. We understand always things in, we see everything in awareness. Really speaking, we never, there's no time you miss the awareness. There's no time you miss the consciousness. So we said this. That's what we say here. It is, this is how it is available. The drishyam, the drik is different from this drishyam. Therefore, manaha are many thought forms, thought modifications which constitute this antahkarana mind is also what? Now, drishyam. That is why there is a time it is awake object of knowledge. There is a time it is resolved asleep object of knowledge. So object of knowledge has its being only if there is knowledge of an object. Look at this, an object of knowledge now has a status of being an existent, has its being, has its existence only if there is knowledge of that object. Mind is asleep, mind is awake, mind is a dream. It's always object means what? It is there. You say dream is, waking is, sleep, deep sleep state is. How do you say that? Understand? That means these three states are there, and we say here the subject. What is it which is aware of the states, you know, state of mind undergoing a change? What is it which is there? In all three states of the mind. See, I know you all have studied this in my class. I'm not teaching anything new. I wanted to see the beauty of the methodology. In whichever way will you arrive at? Neti neti vachanaihi. No, this drip drishaiveka prakriya, without using this prakriya, in which way can you arrive at what is that which is different from the known? So, mind being an object of knowledge has to be understood. Antahkaranam also is drishyam. Antahkaranamapi, antahkaranamapi, asmi iti jnanamapi, asti iti jnanamapi. Everything is drishyam eva. It's all drishyam alone. Drik is not the drishyam. Okay? Drik is not the drishyam. Therefore, na. Again another na. Say na, 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 na. Okay? Drik drishyam sairam na. Drik drishyaha pranaha na. Drik drishyani indriyani na. Drik, okay? Drishyam manaha apina. Drik drishya vrittirapina, drik drishyaha bahvyaha vrittayaha apina. All this vrittayaha, vrittihim antahkarana, vrittihim is a thought form. Na na means not, you negate this. It's called method of negation. You through the method of negation, using this drik drishivveka prakriya, you arrive at what is subject of knowledge is. What is that which is there because of the presence of which all these objects are objectified? Okay? So here, we anything external to the body also is object of knowledge. The body itself is an object of knowledge. My God, the means of knowledge also are objects of knowledge. That is the problem. You understand, the means of knowledge, the instruments of knowledge also are objects of knowledge. You know, the instrument of my, the mind, the antahkarnam also is what? the object of knowledge here. This is very subtle, understand. We say knower, known, knowledge. We have to reduce everything here. Everything has been reduced to what? An object. To arrive at the pure thing. And what is that which is there? Because of the presence of which the antahkaranam being active is known, antahkaranam being passive is known, antahkaranam being subtly, partially manifest is known. In dream, antahkaranam, mind is partially, understand, manifest. Partially active. Mind being partially active in dream state is known. Mind being totally active in waking state is known. Mind being not totally passive in deep sleep state is known. What is it because of which these different states of mind undergoing changes is known? That is what is the knower. That knower is the reality. Where these changes take place in fact. Understand now? That is unchanging. The unchanging vastu. In which where this change, understand the variable, so we say the invariable, invariable awareness, consciousness, wherein are the variable thoughts, no? And all the variable thoughts also, what you see is this invariable consciousness, this awareness, which is there, and that consciousness alone is there as the knower. Therefore, the subject of knowledge, without whom no knowledge is possible. No knowledge is possible, or you can say, without which, even with the, because of the presence of which, the changes that take place, you know, on the part of the mind, the states of mind undergoing changes become known. That is what is what we say, the subject of knowledge. What is the subject of knowledge? The subject of knowledge is that which knows. Understand? That which knows means, how do you say that? Without which the changing, that without which the change that takes place on the part of the states of mind cannot be known. That because of the presence of which the changes that takes place, the changes that take place on the part of the states of mind, okay, is known. Become known. That is what is said to be looked upon as the knower. Looked upon as the knower. Look at this. Why do you say looked upon as the knower? That is pure awareness, pure consciousness. Why? Because when we say knower, seer, hearer, that becomes for us an action, a karma. Karma means anything, no? Mostly it is a will involved. We also have involuntary functions. But here, it is we call another word, swarupam. So mere presence does something, then we call it swarupam. Like mere existence of the light, you know, illumines everything. And it's all in our perception. We perceive things. Oh, there is sunlight. And sunlight illumines everything. Therefore, we can say sun is the illuminator of everything. But really speaking, we cannot say sun is the illuminator of everything. This is I've been telling in our class always. So we can't say sun is the illuminator of everything. Why? Because illuminating is not an action on the part of the sun. Light does not do any given action to illumine everything. Light does not need to do anything. Presence is enough. Sannidhihi is enough. Sannidhi matrena. Please always remember this. I love this sentence. Sannidhi matrena sarvam prakashayati. No, sarvaprakashakam. Sarvaprakashakam. No, we say prakashakaha suryaha. Sannidhi matrena. Just by its mere presence, everything illumines. Therefore, we say it is not an action, it is the swarupam. The very nature. That is how the sun is. That is how the light is. How the light is? Light is. How will you say that? This is swarupam. That is how the light is. How the light is. What is it swarupam? Just by its presence, everything, it illumines everything. It illumines everything? No, everything becomes illumined. Therefore, we say it illumines everything. We say it illumines everything. really speaking, in its presence everything is illumined. Therefore, what is it? That is how the light is. That is its swarup. How it is it becomes its swarupam. How it is its swarupam. Understand? So, how the reality is, look at this. That is why we say, in Tamil, we say this formless, and now we talk about that which is formless. We say all these things. How the reality is, this is how the reality is. How will it stumble upon this reality, the nature of the reality, just by meditating upon it? How the reality is, look at this. This is how the reality is. This is how the reality is available for recognition. Where will you go and recognize? Not even the mind. You have to go beyond it. Not even go beyond means not walking, walking beyond the mind. Not going beyond the mind. Just seeing it as it is. No? Knowing. Consciousness is the state of mind becomes illumined. The state of mind becomes known. What is the state of mind at a given time? Deep sleep. What is the state of mind? Dream. Some other time. What is the state of mind? Waking. How is it known? It's known. What is it because of which it is knowing is possible? It becomes known. Consciousness. There is awareness. Is the knower of the mind? Consciousness is not the knower of the mind. But who is the knower of the mind then? Knower of the mind is none other than consciousness. Therefore what? Knowing is not an action. Swarupam. That is how awareness is. Understand? This is how light is. This is how awareness is. This is how awareness is. This is how pure consciousness is. This is how the reality is. This is how the reality is as the knower of the states of mind. You recognize, search for the knower, go searching for the knower, negate all the known first. Then say, oh, knower is not the known. Knower is not the known. Knower is different from the known. Knower is different from the known. Everything has been negated. Na, 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 iti. Then everything has been known. Negated as objects of knowledge. Then arevati knower. Who is the knower there? Search for the knower. Oh my God, knower is resolved. Where? In awareness. Resolved means what? Awareness alone is there. Okay? The subject, we say subject is resolved in awareness. There is no subject. Understand what I am saying? Why? Because it is not an action. Understand? Therefore, now you have arrived at the reality. Discover, available for recognition as the knower, a subject of knowledge. Thereafter you say, just the self. Okay? The self of every mind, every antahkaranam. Is what? Every mind is pure consciousness, pure awareness. This is how this method, this avastari, this drip drishaveka prakriya, by negating neti vachanehi, okay, neti vachanehi, it helps you to distinguish the no self from the non self, helps you to arrive at what actually the reality is. What actually reality is available for recognition only is through sarupam, because subtlest substance is not a gross thing. Only by knowing the sarupam is what? Knowing the reality. Understand? How the reality is? Reality is as, okay, is there as that which is of the nature of knowing. Reality is there as that which is of the nature of knowing. Look at this. So what do you want to know? What is it then? Chaitanyam, Shuddha Chaitanyam, pure consciousness, pure awareness. This is the Satyam. Understand? And all the known is what now? Anything external to the body is known, Jagat. Anything known is Jagat. Look at it. Anything known is Jagat. Therefore, not only anything which is external to the body is known and Jagat, body also is Jagat. Mind also is Jagat. Sense powers also are Jagat. Pranas are also Jagat. My God, this what is Jagat? Everything has gone into where now? Jagat. Everything is Jagat. Jagat means not like this. You have to start like this. Okay? Jagat means everything, anything known as Jagat. Jagat. The whole Jagat exists where? Mithya Jagat. Understand? Exists in Satyam Brahma, which is Atma, the Self. Om Purnamadha Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.